before they start, I just thought I'd provide my usual update with regards to what we've been up to and what's coming up. So when we last met, I mentioned that we were about to head off to London to do the International Food Exhibition, where we took six food and drink ambassadors up to the event. And we had a Cornwall branded stand, and we carried out a number of sort of PR campaigns before and during the event to get more attention about our presence there. All the ambassadors had an incredibly good show, I believe, and secured some fantastic contracts. So overall, it was a great success. Cornwall Business Week took place in May, and I hope some of you got the opportunity to go to some of those meetings. But we went off to Aberdeen to host a seminar on marine renewables. It was a great opportunity to sort of shout about what Cornwall was doing in the sector at a very Scottish-focused event. We did a seminar with AMP, Wave Hub and Primari, and Mojo Maritime, Insight Marine and Frugrow Seacor assisted us with sort of drawing the crowds to the seminar. So thank you to everyone involved with that. And again, we've got a lot of trade coverage expected over the next few weeks. So for those of you interested in the sector, we'll certainly circulate it afterwards. Coming up, we are going to, well, currently Catherine's in the States at the Energy Ocean Conference in Maine, again promoting the marine renewable sector, so we'll let you know what interest we got having attended that. And we're also working with UKTI Southwest on hopefully a digital mission to the States with technology companies towards the end of the year, and also geothermal companies going out to San Diego in October. In the next few weeks, we're going to be publishing a report on work-life balance. This was a piece of work that was done in 2006, so we're doing a sort of follow-up report looking at the impact the recession has had on work-life balance and the issues that companies face today. We've contacted a number of you to be our spokespeople, so thank you to those who've agreed to give up their time to do that. But for those of you who want to know more, please just let us know. I think those are the main things, so yes, look forward to hearing from Julian and Manuel. But as ever, if any of you have any news stories or anything that you think will help us promote Cornwall, please let us know, and we'll happily discuss it with you. So thank you very much.